À l'instant, c'était Barbara Blue par les Lurkers. On se calme. Je disais donc que c'était Barbara Blue par les Lurkers. Et nous allons chercher... Alors, d'abord, un petit interlude, tiens. Écoutons un groupe reggae qui s'appelle Aswad.
Children, a willy boy, are living in a concrete situation. A willy boy down there, a willy boy, African children down there in a concrete situation. African children, oh oh, they don't know where you're coming from. African children. African children, oh oh, they don't know where you're coming from, no. Oh, the nation, what the thing in this tenement? Her crying and her buying to the council for assistance every day. Their tribulation, it's so sad. Their environment, it is so bad now. African children, they don't know where you're coming from, Lord. African children, in a concrete situation. African children. Structural repairs are a system never done. And live out of action on the 27th floor. And when it work, it smell, Lord. African children down there in a concrete situation. Many African children, they don't know where you're coming from. No, African children.
Aswad Live, on écoutera l'interview plus tard. Passons maintenant à non pas Edith Nylon, mais les Stinky Toys avec le morceau You Close Your Eyes.
You close your eyes, let me cry, let me die. save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
This is a warning to all living mortals that whosoever opens this chest of demons will release 13 of the most terrifying ghosts upon the face of the earth.
À l'instant, c'était Clash City Rockers par les Clash, et juste avant, c'était Nation on Fire par Blitz, et encore avant, c'était donc Stinky Toys par Edith Nylon qu'on va écouter tout à l'heure. Donc Stinky Toys avec You Close Your Eyes, et on avait démarré avec les Lurkers Barbara Blue. On poursuit avec le Parti de la Jeunesse. Un groupe qu'on ne devrait plus plaisanter. Edith Nylon, femme sous cellophane, et nous enchaînons avec le groupe reggae Brown Sugar, Dreaming of Zion.
African Children, which is from your new album called Live and Direct, which is out now, I believe. Yes, now, sure. Brinsley, drumming. You're widely known in Britain and internationally, but I mean, basically, you're known in the reggae world. You haven't crossed out over, you know, into the market, which I suppose is the pop music charts. I mean, how much do you want to cross over into that kind of market?
I think it's happening now. People are listening to the music. I mean, the overall, people are listening to the music and respect the music more due to the work that's been done here and in Jamaica.
Yeah, but the reason I believe that music isn't really getting as much airplay as it should is because as well, as a band, we write about reality, you know? We write about love songs as well, you know? But we write about reality.
So what you're talking about is your lyrics are politically orientated. Well, so that is unlikely to...
Food, clothes and shelter is politics, you know?
This is true, but I mean, Marley also had sort of highly political lyrics and he crossed over into that market. Yeah. Do you see yourselves following?
Well, if you keep on trying, one day the door must be opened, you know?
I mean, how much would you be prepared to compromise, say, on your lyrics?
I don't think we could really compromise. Reality is reality. And these are the things that are in the lyrics of our songs. So as we see it, as we live it, and as all the people out there live it, that's what we sing about.
Now, you joined Island Records in 1976. And then you moved to CBS, which is a major record company. Therefore, presumably, you were expecting wider distribution of your records. But now you've since gone back to Ireland. Why is that? Why return to a record company than the first place you left?
Well, yeah. I feel more or less Ireland really understand reggae music a lot more than CBS do. They understand the marketing of reggae music. CBS didn't really understand.
Why did you go to CBS?
Well, they said they wanted us, and we didn't have no record company at the time, and we needed one to really do the work that we needed to do.
And you expected wider distribution from
that,
and
of course,
you didn't get it.
But then again, I should have known that they wouldn't have understood it as much as people at Ireland would have understood it, because they deal with reggae more, you see.
That's true. Now,
There was also a problem there that, in fact, the people that were there when we actually signed to CBS, who understood reggae and how to market it, they, in the middle of the time that we were there, left. And so we were really dealing with some people that didn't really understand what we were actually saying.
Now, you've done a tour of West Africa. What significance do you feel that had for you? I mean, particularly as your Rastas.
Well, it was a reality, you know, that Africa is a reality for black youth, because it is the mother country. The youth in Africa love the music, and the music is actually a part of them. I mean, certain beats that Drummond would play, we've been told about certain beats in Africa. So sure. Reggae and the African sound is one, you know.
Them call it their music. Them say the reggae music is their music, you know.
Do you feel that what you learnt, say, I mean, about African music, do you feel that you're going to bring that more into your music now?
Yeah, because we have all different kind of influences, music influences.
Now, you're going to be doing a studio album at some point in time.
We've already recorded the tracks.
You've already put the tracks down. I mean, have any of the influences that you found, say, from your African tour, have any of those influences gone down on tape?
I think people have to wait and hear it.
They have to.
Yeah.
They're wild, though, you know?
What did you like about Africa, musically speaking?
The different tempos of the rhythm, you know? Different syncopations in the rhythm.
You know, I mean, African music is beginning to take off now.
Yeah,
I mean, King
Africa
Sunny
and
Day.
The Calypso, it's all like one music, you see. And you get, say, different combinations of it. Because even in America, they're using it now with the funky music and incorporating a different kind of style. So, and that is the root of the music still, from Africa. So our music has to be doing influence from them, really.
Now, your music, I mean, really is a synthesis, say, of religion and politics, and which has obviously got a message for young blacks in Britain today. Do you think that's the right direction, say, for the youth of Britain to be going in today? Particularly as there's lots of second-generation blacks here who don't necessarily sort of hold with the Rasta faith.
Well, the music, the Rasta faith is dealing with our history, right? And your history is your culture. So, therefore, that was never taught to me when I went to a secondary modern school, right, in London. So, therefore, it is important to me. It's important to me, and I know it's important to everyone else.
History,
I mean,
you know?
It's
true.
Now, about the kind of spiritual things within that music, I mean, how much do you think that is a part of Britain today?
Well, music or spiritually is dealing with life, right? And as Drummy said, we see life as some would term as politics, because we sing about life and they term it political. Well, we see politics as being three things: food, clothes, and shelter. For the people.
But I mean, part of it is actually going back to Ethiopia, yes?
Yes, the homeland.
There are actually Rastas in Ethiopia,
yeah,
I believe.
Sure, sure.
But they're not having a particularly good time, I hear.
Well,
well
the
problem
is, you know?
It's like you have to clean the home out, you know? So.
Donc, interview d'Aswad, on ne vous traduit pas, on vous laisse écouter, vous traduirez vous-même. Il faut quand même noter que Aswad, donc groupe apparemment militant, Aswad, c'est un mot. Je ne sais plus à quoi ça fait référence, mais bon, c'est on va dire du reggae conscient. Et si je me souviens bien, Aswad a été repris par Ace of Base. Il faudra que je vous trouve le morceau et on verra ça tout à l'heure. Je crois que c'est Don't Turn Around. Enfin, on va trouver ça. On va passer à la compilation Staring at the Rude Boys. British Ska Revival 1979-1989 et nous écoutons les Ammonites ou Ammonites Blue Lagoon. Eh bien, à ma grande surprise, Don't Turn Around n'est pas un morceau d'Aswad, c'est une reprise. Ça a été écrit par Arbor Hammond et Diane Warren. Et à la base, c'est un morceau de Tina Turner. Et donc, ça a été repris justement par diverses personnes, donc Luther Ingraham, Aswad, Bonnie Tyler. Et ensuite, Ace of Base a repris le morceau, mais la version d'Aswad. Voilà. Vous en saurez plus maintenant sur Don't Turn Around. Et nous allons écouter, par exemple, Decibelios avec Seminarista et Los Boy Scouts.
Bebiendo vino para tener fe.
Les Scavengers, Party Girl, toujours sur la compilation Staring at the Rude Boys. Et on poursuit avec le groupe français Les Internés, ça date de 89. Et le morceau c'est Pushka.
It was too late for Mento, too soon for reggae. It come from Kingston, Jamaica, in the 60s in the ghetto. A pill of twist, one drop of calypso. Push, ska, push, ska, push. Ska, push, ska, rock, steady, blue, mix, girl, low, reggae, jump.
On salue Anna et Paul du côté de Beauvais. Il y a une soirée au Tongasso, je crois. Donc, soirée ska, blue beat, rocksteady, soul, funk, etc., etc., blues. Voilà, donc c'est du côté de Beauvais au Tongasso, soirée arc-en-ciel comme d'habitude. Si vous êtes à Beauvais, vous savez ce qu'il vous reste à faire. On écoute maintenant Skin Deep avec I Won't Be Fooled.
Them blood.
Caméra Silence qui reprenait Swing Easy des Scatellites, enfin d'une version du groupe Scatellites. C'est Don Drummond et puis d'autres. Comment il s'appelait le groupe Easy Vendors, je crois, ou quelque chose comme ça. Je vais essayer de vous retrouver le nom tout à l'heure. Donc, Caméra Silence, album Rien qu'entraînant. Ça va faire 20 ans qu'il a été réédité par Euthanasia Records, parce que c'était en 2003. À l'occasion, je crois, des 24 heures du punk. Enfin, en tout cas, c'est à ce moment-là que j'ai eu l'album. C'était, il était disponible au magasin de disques Teenage Kiss, qui était situé à l'époque rue des Trois Écoles. Voilà, d'ailleurs, pour les campusiens, il y avait des billets pour le concert de Club des Losers, voilà, et qui était en vente en 2005 là-bas aussi. Entre autres, c'est là où il y avait eu le plus de ventes. Bref, mais on referme la parenthèse et on va passer à Nuclear Device. Je suis un évadé. Ça y est, j'ai trouvé. C'était, on se calme, c'était les Soul Vendors, voilà le nom du groupe, qui a fait Swing Easy, et dans les Soul Vendors, il y a des membres, des musiciens des Scatellites. Donc Nuclear Device, comme je disais, je suis un évadé. Nuclear Device, je suis un évadé. On pourrait résumer le morceau à vivre libre ou mourir, et on pourrait rapprocher ça éventuellement de ce qui se passe, qui se passait dans certains pays d'Amérique du Sud, de ce qui se passe du côté de l'Afrique de l'Ouest aussi. Écoutons maintenant à Swed l'interview, la suite.
This is the reality that I was speaking about before. There's a lot of work to be done, and
work has to be done here because we have to mobilize ourselves and get ourselves ready, educate ourselves for certain things. And Africa has to, there's work in Africa to be done.
But don't you think with 4 million unemployed and a large proportion of those being black, that possibly, if you're here in Britain, it's worth working towards an end here, well, as opposed to worrying about going back to Africa?
You see, in the beginning, the workers were all taken from Africa and planted somewhere else to work an economy, to build something else up, right? Now, our homeland is without the builders. All the builders are standing on street corners because they were supposed to fill the factories up, saying when their parents were, you know, no longer had the strength to work, the youths would be in the factories.
Okay.
The factories are closing down now, so.
Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming and joining us.
Yeah.
And you're going to play us out now, I believe, with another track called Roots Rocking. So you better go and get rocking.
Yeah.
C'était Steel Pulse, Earth Crisis. On laisse le reggae de côté pour s'attaquer à la oi américaine de Forced Reality. Remember the day. Ben oui, c'est le moment des news. Nouvel épisode de Voyage autour de la scène de David Martin consacré au groupe d'Avignon Death Power. Sinon, un nouveau morceau de G-Funk Down South Hexagonal, No Limit par Max Sucré et le Foulala. Le clip est disponible sur YouTube. Le hors-série sur Sarcophago de Old School Metal Maniac sera disponible en septembre-octobre 2022. Et il y a un autre fanzine à venir, le numéro 10 de Soul Grinder Fanzine. Donc, fanzine américain. Le Old School Metal Maniac, c'est un fanzine polonais. Le groupe de Chicago de heavy metal Witch Slayer, qui avait placé le morceau I Don't Want to Die sur la compilation Metal Massacre, le volume 4 en 83. Il y avait d'autres groupes de Chicago comme Trouble, comme Zotrope, comme Warcry, avec Paul Speckman, il me semble. Bref, ce groupe s'est reformé en 2019 et son premier album est sorti en autoprod, parce que jusqu'ici ils avaient sorti que des démos en fait, et ils avaient splitté dans les années 80. Donc son premier album est sorti en autoproduction intitulé Witch Slayer. Il y a 11 titres, donc cet album sorti le 23 juin dernier, 23 juin 2022. La série sur NTM, Le Monde de Demain, débarque bientôt sur Arte TV et il y a déjà une bande-annonce. Cocaine, le chanteur et rappeur, annonce un nouvel album solo pour début 2023, avec notamment un morceau avec sa fille. Sinon c'est confirmé, donc le patron du magasin de disques Madison, Bertrand Poinsignon, nous a quitté. Donc il avait un cancer, qu'il repose en paix. Les obsèques ont eu lieu le 5 août, c'est-à-dire hier. Plus réjouissant, tournée Lions Law Coming to Insect aux USA, enfin surtout sur la côte est, hein, donc du 30 septembre au 9 octobre, sur toutes les dates en Californie et dans l'Oregon. Il joue à Pomona notamment. Chuck D a un projet, le projet d'une mini-série sur l'histoire du hip-hop appelée Fight the Power. Ça sortira chez PBS, enfin sur PBS Records. Et le sous-titre, c'est « How Hip Hop Changed the World ». Ça sort le 31 janvier 2023. Voilà pour les news. Retour à Swad.
Now, don't forget, if there's anything you want us to cover that's happening down your street, write in to the show at this address. Street Level, Black on Black, London Weekend Television, London SE99 6YW. That's Street Level, Black on Black, London Weekend Television, London SE99 6YW. That's it from me tonight. So back to you, Louise.
Thank you, Pauline. Well, time to say goodnight. So Rose one left one till a morning. That means always leave something for the future. Till next time, walk good.
One.
Just one more dance with you. So let the music play on and on, on and on and on. I said I feel vibrations, I wanna know, are you feeling the same way too? Oh little woman, are you?
yourself up now, woman, and leave your world is behind you. Dance to the music, cause you know that it's right. Even though our culture, they will try to fight. If they only knew how we feel when we dance to jam music. One thing I know is they would love to feel it too. The music. I said we don't want no rain and we don't want no buzz. Morning time comes, we'll just get on that bus. No trouble, no fuss. I and I sigh and notice.
Roots rocking to the roots reggae.
Sigh and notice.
Roots rocking to the roots reggae.
Changement d'ambiance avec les calamités, le supermarché.
Je ne savais que faire, j'étais désespérée. Mais en regardant l'heure, je me suis aperçue qu'il était ouvert, rien n'était perdu. Je vais au supermarché, je vais au supermarché. Glisser sur le carrelage et me défouler. Entre les rayons de lessive et la crème à raser, c'est le seul endroit où je puisse respirer.
On vient d'écouter les Calamités avec le morceau Les Supermarchés. On poursuit avec Fun Come Boy.
Coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
I listen to the high school.
À l'instant, c'était les Buzzcocks avec Harmony in My Head. Et on va écouter un morceau pour saluer, enfin, ça sera une spéciale dédicace à Gérard Darmanin, Woodsenders Arabian.